I have never had a more complex relationship with an entity like that of the Jester. In its nature, it presents itself as the absurd rapid flipping of polarities I encounter day to day. I've encountered this entity many times since 2017, and it took me a while for me to understand what it was trying to communicate. At first, it was terrifying in some aspects, because it reminded you constantly of things you cannot control about the nature of consciousness and reality. It showed me the humor in darkness and the darkness in light, but in a way that was beyond extreme. Many people might say, this is good, that's bad, this is right, this is wrong. Well, the archetype of the Jester acts within the psyche as the one who pokes fun at subjects that would normally terrify the human ego. In that way, the Jester feels automatically evil, because it forces us in its influence to flip expectations beyond just a silly joke, to a point that can often leave individuals with a sense of madness and distress. I think this is why many people find the idea of clowns scary, because a clown, in essence, is a character that is based on the archetype of the Jester, and in its nature, doesn't bend to the egocentric perceptions of a person's persona. It deconstructs everything from political systems to societal norms until it is reduced to an image akin to a puppet show. In that context, one may feel they are being mocked or ridiculed mercilessly and reduced to nothing. That's why some people see the universe as a cruel joke. The strange part is that in its eternal laughter, it can also be extremely liberating to the individual who does not give in to the fear it may cause. I remember being in states of consciousness where I'm reduced to nothing, no time, no space, just void, and understanding the nature of the Jester was what made the experience less frightening in the end. Everything from petty arguments to personal mistakes become aligned with a clearer image that all the pain you feel and trouble you encounter isn't the be-all end-all after all. But you realize beyond your own ego that we all encounter the Jester. Whether you see it, feel it, hear it, or understand it logistically, the Jester is present in every leaf, object, person, situation, conversation, and outcome, and that's when you start to learn how to laugh alongside it, and not in the disrespect of suffering as an experience, but as a freedom of knowing it's no longer a foreign concept based entirely in cruelty. Instead, the Jester becomes understood as a natural way life maintains balance and flow, because no matter what you do, you shake your fist at the sky and the screen, the Jester does not budge. It's just part of the ebbs and flows of everyday existence. And in understanding that, a lot of why is this happening to me part of life becomes less foggy, depressing, and personal. It shows you how truly connected everything is to a natural energy flowing within and without us. To me, it's beautiful.